Welcome into another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. It is Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014. I'm your host, J.R. Davis. Our guest today is Republican Congressman Tom Cotton and challenger to U.S. Senator Mark Pryor's Senate seat. We'll talk to him about the latest on the VA scandal and what it means for the state of Arkansas, plus big news coming out of the Obama administration yesterday, as well as the EPA. We'll have some other topics we'll hit on with the congressman, but first things first, here are some headlines going around the country and state this morning. President Barack Obama using his executive authority to take his strongest action yet against climate change. The Environmental Protection Agency, better known as the EPA, announcing a so-called Clean Power Plan. It aims to cut carbon emissions from the nation's power plants by 30% by the year 2030. States would have a variety of options to meet the goal, such as developing wind and solar energy. The EPA administrator says the change is necessary to improve the health of Americans and that the proposal will actually cut costs and ultimately shrink electricity bills by about 8%. Supporters also say this is a major step in cutting the biggest source of greenhouse gases. On the other hand, though, opponents claim the plan will cost billions of dollars and cut hundreds of thousands of jobs each year. We'll hit on that more in a moment with Congressman Cotton. Let's move on to some other news this morning. Candidates in the Republican primary for attorney general trading verbal jabs leading up to the runoff next week. Leslie Rutledge accusing her opponent David Sterling of representing the porn industry. Sterling, of course, denies those claims, saying his representation of Cupid's, which is a lingerie store in Little Rock, 5 years ago was a contract dispute that he can't even discuss because of attorney-client privilege. Meanwhile, out-of-state money is pouring into the race, painting Rutledge as closely aligned with the president and D.C. Democrats. Take a listen.
And these outside groups have figured out who the most competent and most experienced and most conservative candidate in the attorney general's race is, and they're getting behind me.
The attorney general doesn't sit around and talk about the death penalty. Arkansans are not worried about the death penalty. Arkansans are worried about paying their bills, going to their children's ball games, and getting the overreaching federal government off their backs.
Early voting for the AG runoff begins today. Election day is June 10th. For more information, you can head to NWAhomepage.com. Joining me now is Republican Congressman Tom Cotton.
All right, Congressman, it's being called one of the most aggressive actions ever by the federal government on climate change. We saw it yesterday, a proposal by the president to cut carbon dioxide emissions from existing power plants by 30% by the year 2030. The EPA says it'll actually lower electricity bills by 8%. On the other hand, U.S. Chamber says it'll shrink the economy by $51 billion and cost 224,000 jobs each year. And they say it'll actually add to consumer energy costs. What say you? What are your thoughts on this?
These proposed regulations are a radical attempt by Barack Obama to oppose his left-wing ideological agenda on America. Of course, it's going to drive up energy costs for Arkansas consumers and the electricity bill that they pay at home, because it's going to try to phase coal out as a source of energy, which is one of our most abundant and affordable sources of energy. Arkansas gets over half of all of its electricity from coal. Moreover, the EPA's claim that this is going to reduce electricity bills is kind of like Barack Obama's claims that Obamacare was going to reduce health care costs by $2,500 for the average family when it's doing the opposite. I'm very disappointed in these regulations. I proposed legislation in Congress to block them. I call on Mark Pryor to do the same thing. I doubt he will, though, since he voted for Gina McCarthy, the EPA administrator who's responsible for writing these regulations.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wanted to get your thoughts on what Senator Pryor said about this. I said, quote, "I have serious concerns that the EPA's proposal will undermine the affordable and reliable electricity Arkansans currently enjoy. I will continue to speak with Arkansas stakeholders to gauge how this rule could impact our state's economy and jobs." He was part of the bipartisan group of senators asking the EPA for a 120-day public comment period on those proposed rules, but it doesn't seem like he, at least reading that, let me ask you, reading that quote, hearing that quote, what do you think about it?
Mark Pryor straddling the fence once again, as he always does. Why does he get off the sidelines and get in the game and lead for Arkansas for once, rather than expressing concerns and asking for more comment time? Look, I don't know what stakeholders in Arkansas Mark Pryor is talking to who is might be in support of these regulations. Arkansas electric co-ops have already come out against them. Arkansas consumers, families, are going to be paying higher electricity rates. This is going to cost jobs of Arkansas manufacturers because more businesses are going to be going overseas. All for what? To counteract global warming? The globe's temperature has not increased in 15 years. This is Barack Obama's left-wing ideological attempt to take over more of the American economy, and Mark Pryor is standing idly by while he does it. But again, it shouldn't be surprising since he's voted for Barack Obama's EPA administrators. He knew that this was going to happen because Barack Obama said in a campaign in 2008 that he was going to drive up everyone's electricity bills and bankrupt coal-fired utility plants.
Well, another issue I know that's been going on and will continue to go on, as anyone keeping up with it will understand that, the latest on the VA. Of course, the report, recent report revealing delayed treatments and other widespread problems in the Department of Veterans Affairs. It concentrated on the 1,700 veterans in Phoenix. Of course, on Friday, we saw VA Secretary Eric Shinseki resign. You actually called for his resignation earlier. Senator Pryor never did call for his resignation. But why did you think this was so important? And honestly, Congressman, as a veteran, what do you say to this? This is obviously pretty startling stuff.
It's just another example of Mark Pryor standing on the sidelines while veterans are literally dying as the VA engages in criminal conduct, cooking the books on appointment times. I called for Eric Shinseki's resignation almost 2 weeks ago because Secretary Shinseki knows, as I know, the Army standard of leadership, since he was also a soldier. You're responsible for everything your organization does and fails to do. He'd been secretary for 5 years, and the VA had criminally manipulated its appointment booking system for years. This is not going to help veterans get care, but it is a necessary first step to implement the reforms for veterans to get the care that they deserve and that they earn. Almost every Democratic senator up for re-election in 2014 had called for his resignation. Even Al Franken from Minnesota had called for his resignation. Yet Mark Pryor stood on the sidelines. Why? Because Barack Obama didn't want Secretary Shinseki to resign. And for Mark Pryor, what Barack Obama wants, Barack Obama gets.
You were pretty strong in your words within an hour of Shinseki's resignation against your opponent, Senator Pryor. Pryor's campaigns, they're accusing you of being more interested in political attacks than addressing the VA crisis itself. This is what Eric Dory, a spokesman with the campaign, said. While Mark is working to get to the bottom line of this issue and deliver his promised answers about the impact on Arkansas's veterans and a plan to fix this, Congressman Cotton is more interested in playing election year politics. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I take it pretty seriously as a veteran myself when veterans are literally dying waiting for appointments that they should have had months ago. But Mark Pryor is simply not leading for Arkansas's veterans. Before the Senate went into a recess 2 weeks ago, they had a chance to pass a bill that we passed in the House of Representatives, the VA Management Accountability Act. It passed with 390 votes, 160 votes from Democrats. It would very simply give senior VA leadership the ability to discipline and even fire the middle management of the VA. Yet Mark Pryor and Senate Democrats blocked a vote on it when Marco Rubio tried to bring it to the floor for a vote. If they hadn't done that, it would be the law today. It's just yet another example of Mark Pryor standing with Barack Obama and Washington liberals and not looking out for the interest of our candidates.
Yeah, this issue is going to be something we continue to keep up with throughout the election season. You can be sure of that. I want to move on to a couple of quick things, and we'll let you go. Obviously, a big story around the nation this morning really is Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. A lot of people saying, you know, we don't negotiate with terrorists. However, we let five Guantanamo Bay detainees go to get this soldier. What's your thoughts on this whole situation? Everyone's got an opinion right now.
I think the president made a grievous error by negotiating with terrorists and engaging in a prisoner swap for five senior Taliban commanders at Guantanamo Bay with Bo Bergdahl. Even if Bo Bergdahl had been captured heroically on the battlefield, it would still be bad policy because now it increases the danger that all 32,000 American troops in Afghanistan face, or for that matter, our aid workers or our diplomats there or any American traveling around the world on business or tourism. There's now a price on the head of American hostages, and Barack Obama has helped put that price there by breaking with a decades-long bipartisan consensus. But second, it's been widely known in military circles that Bo Bergdahl was most likely a deserter. The New York Times is now reporting that he left a note on his bunk the night he left his post saying that he was leaving. Yet Barack Obama sent Susan Rice onto the Sunday TV shows once again to mislead Americans, saying that he served with honor and distinction. I think the president and his senior leadership needs to account for what they knew about the circumstances of Bo Bergdahl's disappearance and when they knew it, and whether they tried to cover that up from the American people to sell the grievous mistake of this prisoner swap.
What would you have done in a situation like this, Congressman?
Well, we always want to get POWs back regardless of the circumstances of their disappearance. But I wouldn't have traded five senior Taliban commanders for any POW. I would have continued to use intelligence resources or special operations units to try to retrieve Bo Bergdahl or any other POW for that matter. But I would not release senior hardened Taliban commanders. I mean, again, these are not goat herders or foot soldiers. These are the equivalent of their Secretary of Defense or their CIA director. They are going to go back on the battlefield. That is going to happen. And they are going to help kill Americans in the future.
Yeah, strong words, Congressman Tom Cotton. I got one more question for you, sir. I want to switch gears really quickly to your campaign. We've seen a lot of recent ads from your campaign. They've been a bit different, kind of highlighting your family or your relatability, where you came from. Campaign with your drill sergeant, your father, and your wife. Just kind of talk about that. And is that just a way to kind of let Arkansans know a little bit more about Tom Cotton?
Yes. Unlike Mark Pryor, I haven't been in politics for 24 years. I've only been in office for 18 months. And I want all Arkansans to be able to get a sense of who I am and what my roots are and what I hope to do for the country. So I felt that it was good to tell people about my farm background in Yale County or my service to our country in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, there'll be time for more issues-focused campaigns in the future. But right now, for the parts of the state that didn't know me as well because I don't serve them in Congress, I wanted to make sure they had a sense of who I am and what I hope to accomplish based on the way I was brought up and what I've done in my life so far.
All right. Hey, Congressman Tom Cotton and the Republican challenger for the U.S. Senate against Senator Mark Pryor. Hey, thanks so much for taking time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. This has been another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. For our director, Jeff Campbell, I'm J.R. Davis. We'll see you next time.
This production is copyright 2014 by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. All rights reserved.